Your lolling head, blank as it is, rises up. You feel drool running out of the corner of your mouth and hastily wipe it away. You shake your mind and feel yourself come back to yourself. Sandstone walls, a beautiful brown, sandy hue. It exists in only one place. Desks, rough-hewn wood, but comfortable and polished. A larger desk, more ornate at the front of the room. A large chalkboard. You feel, as you blink the sleep from your vision, a tension on you. You look to your left and see empty desks. You look to your right and see empty desks. You look over your shoulder. Empty desks. You look in front of you. Statuesque and beautiful and tall, the teacher with obsidian skin, true darkness, the darkness of night, an unearthly darkness of pleasure. She's staring down at you. Her lips are painted red today, but a subtle, darker red. She stares down at you. It's almost purple. Actually, it seems to shift. There might be something at play there. Your eyes move upward and find her glasses. The frames are the same color as her lipstick. Indeed, even when her lipstick seems, to your vision, moving as it is in the torchlight for torches, well, safety lanterns really exist here. Even as her lips move in the light and change colors, her glasses frames always match them, although a subtler, more matte, metallic hue. The frames are large, the glass covering over her eyes. The whole look as she stares down at you is disapproval. She's staring down, pinched cheeks, lips pursed, but the beauty is still there. Your eyes trail downward, you can't help it. Her breasts are massive, truly massive, as she is statuesquely built, larger than anyone you've really met who claimed to be human. And her breasts are huge, as large as your torso, you stare, but you still look up at her face. Her hands are delicate, her frame is actually quite small, but she just levitates. So you thought it was all right to fall asleep in my class. Behind her, diagrams on the board show magical formulae, complex and detailed, a number of spells written out, but without the precedence in your mind, you can't really make sense of them. You would have had to watch them be built from first principles. You look down, abashed. You really do want to please. She looks at you. And your eyes roam upward again, past her stark gray skirt, and beneath it, white stockings. Unusually attention-grabbing, more appropriate for a secretary or a 50s nurse, but she seems to really like them. Your eyes roam up, past a large white blouse, the little tie that isn't quite appropriate but looks right on her. The way she's wearing a soothing sweater over it, open at the chest, it would have to be, because getting the buttons around those breasts would be quite difficult. You think that again, and she seems to know what you're thinking, because she stands up and her ruler slaps on the desk. You watch as her vision roams to you. Sit up straight, she tells you, and all you manage to do is straighten your back, but you feel so lazy, dazed, and drained that you slump back in your seat again. You really want to be eager. You communicate it with your eyes. You're not quite sure what's happening. Maybe it's magical residue. She seems confused for a second and then comes back to herself. Well, I guess I'm just going to have to start the lesson over. After all, you are far too cute to be failing out of this class. Her finger extends and she runs it over the desk. You look askance, confused. There's no one else there, and the curtain at the doorway is fastened in place with a latch that you know subdues all sound outside. You look back at her, back at the latch, back again. Confusion must be evident on your face because she brings one dark hand over her mouth and giggles, tittering as she looks at you. You notice that her stockings don't quite seem to be opaque. You can see her darker skin beneath the white, and it's quite a fetching thing. They're not transparent, but something's roaming over them. Colors. Sigils. Your eyes flick back to her lipstick. Yes, they're in the same color. Back to her glasses, same color. Well, she is the magic instructor. Maybe she felt like showing off during class. But how inattentive must you have been to have missed that? You look. This was a special invitation. You were lucky to get to study with so many attractive girls. Then again, maybe that's why you fell asleep. She's looking at you and still smiling, smiling. You don't really know what to do with yourself. Your hands drift to your lap, but then you realize the danger inherent in that, so you fold them on the desk. The blush on your cheeks must be evident. She looks down at you. Her own hands are resting on her desk. She leans back against it in a long, luxurious pose. You feel yourself drawn to her. You know that she's lightened up on the conditioning. Wait, what conditioning? Yes, the conditioning and training. What training? Yes, she's lightened up on it, but the thought doesn't quite occur to your mind. She's let you be in this state. You look at her glasses. You see yourself reflected in them, but the you see is smiling vapidly and blank, and no, you're blushy, you're shy. You don't know how to feel right now, except good. You need to feel good. You look at her. Her presence makes pleasure feel good. Your mind, though, feels a little awkward, a little out of place, as she leans back far enough that when she spreads her legs and then recrosses them in front of her, you swear you could see her rigidness, or perhaps a dripping stain. There are white stockings going all the way up, and there might be pantyhose under, but you can certainly see a wetness, a drippingness. You can see something showing underneath. You shake your head and look away, staring at the wall. Pay attention, pupil. Your eyes are dragged back. Your eyes roam back to her, gazing. You can't really look away. For some reason, after all, no matter where you look on her, be it at her white leg coverings, be it at her glasses shining, reflecting, dragging you in, the glasses fill the vision inside of your mind as if you were wearing them, as if you were looking at them always, no matter where you do look, a sheen over your vision, bringing colors, bringing joy and pleasure. Or if you look at her lips, no matter where you look, you'll find that you can see her color. You can see colors migrating. You close your eyes, and although the darkness is there, imposed on it, translucent sigils in whatever color, shifting, and sure enough, if you close your eyes for a second or two, when you reopen them, the sigils outside are the same color you saw it change to inside, confirming that this is not some hallucination. Or at least not a hallucination alone. When you close your eyes, the colors are still there, and when you open your eyes, the color change is still accurately reflected. You drawn into her. You drawn into it. She's leaning seductively, but she shifts, standing, blade straight posture. She leans forward, her massive breasts taking up your entire desk, her arms folded atop them, her eyes looking into yours from over smolderingly lowered glasses. Like I said, we're going to have to do the lesson from page one. So, focus on me. You feel a tug. She snaps her fingers. Your head is suddenly focused, staring right into her glasses. You see a diagram drawn there with the sigils. A simple star, each point laid out in a different color. You feel her take your arm and raise it slowly, forming one of the leaves of the star, one of the branches, and then another. You feel pleasure. Heat runs up your arm, but you know that this type of magic makes heat happen, makes arousal happen. You feel it burn black and dark and potent in the back of your mind. She moves your arm through the second stroke. Pleasure, pleasure, heat, intensity at the tip of your fingers. She lets go of your arm and it just stays where it is. The power and heat built in it. Your eyes looking at her glasses, looking at the diagram as it indicates with an arrow where you should move your arm next, indicates in the color that is becoming the color of your mind. Bite your lip and move your arm through the arc. You want to do well. You want to do what she wants you to do. You want to be satisfying, even if you don't know what to do with the urges you have for your teacher, when you should be so focused on the lesson. The third of five movements, and your arm feels heat. Your arm feels rigid and warm. It feels like it's a sexual pleasure center in and of itself. Moving through the next arc, your arm begins to shake and shiver. Heat pleasure shoots from your hand, the tips of your fingers, all the way up your arm. And from there, right to your mind, dripping over into your mind. The heat of the movements is building. You don't know what you're casting, she never told you. When you don't feel like you should ask, given you missed the lesson. Moving it, you try to move it through the final arc. You move. Pleasure, pleasure, pleasure. Every tiny movement of your hand in the symbol that you're drawing is bringing so much more pleasure. It's magnifying. It's amplifying. It rains through your head in cascades of color. Fireworks inside. Pleasure inside. Your eyes roam down, no longer on the diagram on her glasses. After all, it's just one more movement. You don't need it. Your eyes are no longer on the grin on her lips, although a grin in that color is inside your head, along with glasses in that color. Your eyes roam down past her huge breasts, taking a long, luxurious glance down over her taut belly, where she's raised her sweater slightly, raised her shirt slightly, slid one of her hands into her own skirt. Oh my! Down, you find her stockings and the sigils roaming over those. You stare at her stockings. You open your mouth and drool for her stockings. You don't know what to do. She's leaning over your desk, and you're looking around the side of your desk at her stockings, where she's got her legs planted behind her. Her breasts are right in front of you. There's no way to escape them. You stare at them now and then out the corner of your eye, but your eyes are focusing on the stockings, the glimpse of the symbol, the color overtaking you. Come on. You can do it. Don't waste our time. You keep trying to move your hand. You keep trying. She's giggling at you. She parts her hands from their folded position on her breasts. You hear the pop of a button being undone, but you just find it impossible to tear your gaze away from her legs, her wonderful stockings, the colors in your mind. You stare at her and try to move your arm. You're about a quarter of the way through the final arc. You move. Move. Pleasure, pleasure, pleasure. The pleasure sings in your brain. So good. Inescapable pleasure. Need it. Want it. Move your arm a little more. Pleasure. 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 Something's going to happen when you complete it. Something's going to happen when you finish that symbol. Your mind is locked on her stockings and you don't know why. The pleasure in your arm is growing, 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 growing. You feel yourself, pleasure all throughout, focusing. In fact, your attention seems to grow more focused on her stockings by the second, the closer you get to finishing the spell. Pleasure, 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 pleasure. So much in your mind that the only thoughts there are thoughts of her stockings, the colors on them, the way she's so color-coordinated, the way another snap of a button being undone has filled your consciousness with pleasure, and you are staring at her stockings in a euphoric haze, a drugged and blank and vacant place inside your head where magic is affecting you, but it's your own magic, so it's you to blame. You stare. You're dazed. You need it. You want it. You ache. You throb. The heat in every part of your body is as aroused as if you were an animal undergoing mating, as if you were rutting and blank, desperate and desirous. You yearn for her. You imagine her closeness is activating some instinctual desire, some desire that happens so deeply down you can't be embarrassed about it, even though you are a little embarrassed at being hit on and wanting and aching for your teacher and how you wanted it first. Your teacher stretches a little more and you stare at her stockings. You're almost there. You finish the spell. Your eyes roll back. The colors inside your head are cascading and moving through. Pleasure, pleasure, pleasure. Blankness, sudden shivering. The spell completes and you find yourself kneeling on your knees. Previously you had some restraint. You had some resistance. Her stockings rise. She sits back on her desk. She elegantly, elegantly flows backward, levitating to seat on her desk and keeping her feet where they were. So they rise up the top of her stockinged foot, coming to your lips at the same moment the spell forces you to your knees. A spell of attention, of focus, of dedication, of kissing, of losing yourself in a worshipful slowness. Your mouth open, she pushes the whole front of her foot in. You desperately suck, your eyes turned upward to her massive breasts, now freed from their containment. So big, the nipples huge and pointed. You can see under her skirt she's obviously erect, obviously rigid, obviously dripping down her thighs, but that doesn't matter because your eyes immediately violently, torn by the power of the spell which riots through you with an arousal sweet and divine, an arousal unusual in that rather than being localized to any one place, it is your whole body. You are a sexual organ, an extension of someone who fetishizes being slowly pressed against her foot, and that is the nature of the spell, the nature of the desire, the nature of the focus you saw in her glasses. The colors are still there, and in fact, you're so up close and personal you can stare at them migrating and moving. She titters from above you, laughing flirtatiously, rubbing her own breasts and pushing her foot against you firmly enough that you have to bring your legs under you and sit in a meditative, listening, obedient position, the same position you realize through flashbacks that you have adopted when being trained by her before. Wait, what training? No, you are a student and you are shy, and this is strange, but so good. The strange sensations rioting through you make your eyes roll back and your body whimper, and the entirety of you desires to feel it more. You whimper and fall. You're under her, held by her, controlled by her. Her stocking is pressing to your face. You breathe deeply, and you are near to her, and that is instinctively satisfying. Something about you at some level deeper than the others knows this is the right place to be, worshipping her stockings in the truest sense of the word. She pulls her foot out of your mouth, and though you feel momentary disappointment, you don't want to disappoint her, and so you begin kissing and pressing your face down along her foot, up her stocking, a little up higher. Then you switch legs and press your face on the way down, following a cyclical pattern of worship. Press and breathe and suck on her stockings and kiss and smooch and cradle them in your hands when she allows you to do so. And since you know these actions are allowed, you know these actions are what she guided you toward, it's okay for you to press your face against them, to feel the sensation of their fabric on your face, to feel the sigils inside your mind and the blankness overtaking you. And slowly, a shift has begun to happen, but just like the shift from conditioned pet to nervous pupil, it's not something you can really call up, because when you try to look at it, it shifts out of your gaze, like trying to push opposite poles of a magnet together, but with your thoughts. You instead notice that you're shifting. You were shy, but now your mouth is hanging open. You were desperate to just nervously do what you needed to, but now you are eager. Press your face against her stockings, blank and deep, and losing yourself as you press it down one leg, cross to the other foot that she has conveniently pressed next to it, cross between the feet, and then rub your way up her other leg, pressing your face against her stocking, a circle, a cyclical constant pleasure that is both inescapable and so important, and you just feel so blanky deep. Be drifty good. Brain, simple and deep. Above you are her massive breasts. Above you are her beautiful glasses you can still see reflected in your mind's eye. Above you are her lips that control and form spells and form instructions. And you want it all, and it's all the same color, and you can have it all if you just keep pressing the colors and the control. The way her stockings are gradually becoming almost invisible to you, as if in the purity of intention you could see through the Empress's clothes, right to her beautiful, dark, legs underneath, but you know they're there because touching them is perfection. Touching them is desire. You press your face to her legs and move it up and then over and then down in slow circles. You love it. You need it. It's so good. You want to feel it in your brain. Deep in you. You want to feel the control overtaking you, and you don't quite know when the shift happened. There's still embarrassment, you're still blushing, but the spell, yes, you can blame it on the spell, and therefore it's okay to let your mind go deeper, let your mind go further, let your mind go. After all, this change is inevitable. This change is an effect of a lesson. It is a lesson to learn, to become a little blank, little ditzy, little empty, little dumb and dull in a good way, a way where the embarrassment fades and presses your face to her stockings becomes everything, everything inside of you, everything in your brain. You're just being filled up with it. After all, there's so much of her that's worth learning about, so much of her, and being under her feet is right. Even though you never imagined being here when you went to class, you don't know what to do. It's impossible to hate this experience. You love it. And the glasses fill you. She rubs her feet on you now. She's actively rubbing them, and you're getting just more and more in a simple stupor. She rubs her stockinged foot all over you. She makes sure to move her toes to articulate them so they press to your face. In fact, she presses the sole of her foot to your face with the toes around your nose and just pushes you back a little so you fall back on your haunches. Then she leans forward on the desk and steps down, sliding one foot down under your chin, down over your chest, down between your legs, and the other right onto your face. She's carefully and delicately doing this with absolute precision. She is someone worthy of learning from, and you want to learn from her. You need to, after all. This is the lesson you stepped, slept, blanked out through. How lucky the other pupils must have been that they all got pinned down and stepped on by her feet. Sure, that must be what happened. You're pinned, pinned under her gaze, pinned under her influence, pinned under her foot, held down, her stockinged feet controlling you, but now with you pushed back like that, and one foot covering your face and the other grinding between your legs, you can stare up at her huge breasts, her smile, and the way that she's beginning to tent her underwear under the skirt with her arousal, the magically imbued cock she possesses there, overtaking her own reason as she just begins to grind her feet into you, sending pleasure, pleasure, yes, good rightness feelings right up into your brain. This is where you belong. This is where you wanted to be, and she has control. A control given and taken. After all, in this situation, she's in charge, and you should just follow along. Both your student instincts and your suddenly vapid, empty, blank, deep brain drugged up on her stockings are telling you that you should be obeying by rubbing your face against her stockinged feet. And you do. She switches which feet are there, dragging the first one off your face slowly so her toes trail down your nose, your lips, your chin, across your neck, down your chest, while the other trails upward with the same strong pressure, pressing its toes in your belly and your chest and up, up over your neck, your chin, up right onto your nose, making you bend your head back to angle yourself properly to breathe deeply, blank out, and obey, serve her, stockings, glasses, her feet, all those images dance in your brain, and there are colors, and the color overtakes your brain, makes it so it can only think in simple shapes and colors, in principles that are easy to understand, easy to execute, easy to play out. You get to play out all the things she does to you, and that's okay. That's right and good, appropriate and complete. You are possessed by the control she plays over you, but it's just the spell. You can blame that, right? It's not like you wanted to kneel down and worship her stockings or anything. It's not like you wanted her feet pressed to your face. Of course, it's just the spell. Except you wanted it. Except you craved it. You were too shy to ask, too nervous to say anything. Just sitting in her class, daydreaming about her is why you dreamt off, drifted off. It wasn't any of those other pupils. It was her, focusing on her, and the way her stockings and her lips and her glasses made you nod and daze and obey. You're here in her classroom, and now you're kneeling, and now you're getting the fulfillment of your wish. The fulfillment of your desire. And so of course you're going to indulge in it. Of course you're going to lay yourself out before her and let her overtake you. Because overtaking your mind is how she teaches you, and you want to be taught. After all, it just feels so good. You feel giggles escaping you because she's still giggling at your plight every now and then. You feel the way that you're so dazed and happy. Happy to be rubbing your face against her feet. But now, rather than move your head in long circles up one leg and down the other, you lay there and let her passively do to you. And both the student part of you, which finds this less embarrassing, and the vacant part of you, which finds this are in agreement that that should keep happening, giggling happily your way down through the path of submission she sets out for you, pressing her feet there. She removes them. She rests them on your shoulders. Okay, they're still in contact with you, good. But now she looks down and you look up into her glasses and your mouth goes slack. Your eyes roll. You see spirals of those same sigils, those same colors moving. She stares down at you. You feel the effect of the spell, but magnified. You want her feet. You want her stockings. You want them pressed to your face, your mind blanking out. You want to serve. You want to make her feel good, and you know how horny you're making her. You know how turned on you're making her, and that makes you feel shy and embarrassed, but good at the same time. You open your mind up to her. You welcome every bit of color that her glasses glasses are beaming into your brain. You nod, you nod, you nod. You let her press her feet to your face, pressing them once more, both feet right on your face, her stocking material laid against you, rubbing over and around, all up and down. And you nod, which just rubs your face against her feet more completely. You feel the way she's emptied your brain out in order to make room for more pleasure, pleasure, pleasure. Your whole body is just like your arm was when you were casting the spell. Your whole body's one big pleasure organ, and she's stroking it with her feet. She's moving your body toward pleasure using her stockinged feet, and that is making you blank even as she undoes her skirt on one side, pulls her feet away from your face, slides it down, and kicks it into the corner of the classroom, revealing her rigidness tenting her underwear. So big, in fact, they're stretched so much you can see it through one of the leg holes. See her long, dark, rigid cock with its veins standing, head dripping, but still your vision's drawn back to the stockings. The spell makes that happen. But you're now aware of how hard she is, and you have a yearning for her. Her pussy's visible behind the balls down there, dripping as well, dripping and moving, its lips to part like a beautiful open, needy receptacle for your lust. You wish you could lean in and worship, but that's another lesson. And besides, you wish for the stockings more. Your vision is occluded when she closes her legs, presses both feet to your face, and begins rubbing them in circles, roughly. It's your job to sit up and bear it. It's your job to take it. It's your job to want it. And she grinds her feet against your face, long, slow circles, and you get acclimated to her feet, acclimatized to those wonderful stockinged feet. And indeed, your mind thought, those are mine. But not in the sense that you own her, in the sense that you are an extension of her. You're an extension of her body there for pleasure. So the feet rubbing against your face are your responsibility, part of the system in which you are a subservient organ that gives her pleasure. That thought's a very blank thought. It makes you feel a little bit like livestock, a little bit like a toy, but also a lot like a pleasured, cherished instrumentality. If you are part of her, she must cherish you as she does herself, after all. And you feel so warm, so happy, desirous, and deep. She keeps rubbing her feet on your face, and you know it's feeding an urge she has, because you are part of her system of organs and desires and control, and she is affording you the opportunity to help. Such a lucky student, so lucky to get this lesson. And in that moment, you know that this is a lesson only you are getting, and you grin as she presses her feet onto your face again and again, rubs them down over your cheeks, onto your shoulders, back up to grasp the sides of your head and direct your gaze upward toward her rigid cock. She pulls off her panties, slips them down her legs, kicks them off too. They come close to your face so you can see how absolutely soaked they were, revealing the rigid cock now standing up toward her stomach. Just past those beautiful stockings, you can get them in your mental image as well. Everything is perfect. She's dripping out of her pussy, leaving creamy fluid on her inner thighs, and you see how hard she is. You feel her rub her stockings against your face again, hiding your vision, but you close your eyes and indulge in them, rubbing your face against them again and again. Your mind fades, and you are right and good and dripping and deep, and you feel so wonderfully pleasured, so absolutely deep. You fall and follow and submit and serve, and everything about it is right and good. You let her drag your vision upward, but the stockings are always touching you, so you're always aware of them, and that makes everything okay, even if your face isn't pressing directly against them. As long as you're in touch with that beautiful, marvelous material, everything about this is okay, is good, is right, is splendid, so you let yourself be controlled by them. When she hooks her knees around your shoulders, levitating closer, bringing her big, rigid cock right in front of your face, you're still aware of the stockings against the side of your neck, looped over your shoulders, as you stare at her swaying cock. You are part of her system, part of the satisfactory system that is there to make her feel good in relation to her stockings, in relation to her sadistic, pleasure-sadistic control over you. And therefore, you nod along and stare at her cock as the shaft sways to and fro, as the head drips her viscous fluid, and then she begins to rub it a little. You look, you see how swollen she is, how achy and throbbing, and you think about the stockings all around your head. In fact, inside your head is vision after vision of her stockings, snapshot after snapshot taken in the time since you first went onto your knees, and you know those visions will stay with you, including the colored sigils roaming over them, making them transparent, but you know they're there. The Empress's clothes, the Empress's stockings. In this particular story, though, they're very much there, the materials against your cheek, against your chin, touching you as you stare at her shaft swaying as she rhythmically moves it back and forth like a pendulum, but much more interesting, because this is part of her pleasure system. This is a way for you, as an organelle of her pleasure system, to put more pleasure into the body that, after all, is yours. In a way, you identify with her body, with her mind, with her control. You stare at her big cock, and you lose your mind in it. You let that magical, enchanting member fill your brain, but the stockings are there even bigger, even more powerful. That was the spell. You're locked into them. So when she stands, moving her legs from either side of your shoulders, standing in front of you, her cock still draws your attention, but you also dart your vision down to the tops of her stockings and do long, visual, lascivious passes up and down them. Her clothes are discarded by now, her blouse hanging around her shoulders, the tie unslung and hanging loose over those same shoulders. She stares down at you. Then she gestures, a finger, a come-hither motion. You feel yourself rising automatically, still in your meditative position. She turns you in the air, pushes you face down on the desk you were sitting at, pushes your legs out of their meditative position into a standing position, brings them in contact with a warm cushion on the stone floor. You stand there. You know what she wants. You feel her big rigidness resting against your butt. You feel her spread your buttocks and smear her own fluids in there. You're whimpering, and you whimper out loud, even through your embarrassment. You want the stockings back. So she lays one of her hips artfully against you, and you feel her stocking running against your leg. Okay, everything's all right again. You feel her foot trail against yours. Good. And you are so aware of her shaft resting between your buttocks, rubbing up and down, leaving a trail of her wet fluid, periodically smacking her balls against the underside of your ass, against you, making you feel good. And then she rubs the fluids right into your hole, filling you with them. One finger slides in. She slowly feels around the outside of the entrance, rubbing the inside just a little, sparking pleasure, making you so turned on, and you're still aware of the stockings. The colors are still in your mind, because when you close your mind, you see. When you close your eyes, you see. When you close off your body from the outside world, you see. No matter what you do, you see those stockings with sigils moving on them, and you feel her finger explore as a second one joins it, lubricating your insides. Warm, your ass is so warm and spread. And then the tip of her is at your entrance, the tip of her massive length. She keeps moving you, but you have long since been trained to be hers. Wait, what training? You're her new pupil, of course you are. You feel the visions of the stockings, the sigils, the colors in your mind playing out over you. And then the tip slides inside. She leans over your body. The stockings are sublime. They're on either side of you now, because she's leaning over you to line up her cock, filling. You feel so spread, so warm, so good, and she whispers words in your ear that become your mind. Cock goes in, brain turns off. Cock goes in, brain turns off. Longer and longer, the words play again and again. Each time she says it, it sets off an independent buffer of thought in your brain. First there was one voice, then two, then three, then four, then five. Cock goes in, brain turns off. The moment it slides into your ass, it starts going inch after inch. You feel filled and spread. You feel warm. You feel more than ever like an extension of her will and thoughts, like a cock sleeve attached to your cum witch mistress as she holds you against her, but her stockings are still there and your mind can still see them and the colors play over you, and it's so warm. She's rubbing. Her cock is big enough that she rubs the front and rear areas of your ass, rubbing every little spot that could possibly be stimulated through the walls, making every bit of you moan and groan. She's only a few inches in, but she starts to pull, lubricated and beautiful and slick and making the wet sound out of you. Cock slides out, brain slides down. Cock goes in, brain goes out. Cock slides out, brain slides down. Cock goes in, Brain goes out. Cock slides in. Brain goes out. Cock slides out. Brain slides down. Simple, easy things that fill your brain. The words flow in your head again and again, multiplied magically there. Constant stalking images, colored images in your brain as you're fucked. And she's moving herself slowly to fill you, to claim you, to use you, to mate with you, to instinctively move your body back against hers again and again, thrusting, thrusting, training your rear until it becomes a receptacle for her rigid length. And you know you're sending pleasure into her. Oh, you hear her groaning and moaning. You feel her making sure at least one of her stockings is always in contact with your leg. One of her feet is always brushing your foot. And so the vision and training toward that fills you. But the awareness of her filling, constantly moving cock, rigidly darting in and out of your spread ass, is making you wet and hot and blank and deep. Cock goes in, brain goes out. Cock slides out, brain slides down. Cock goes in, brain goes out. Cock slides out, brain slides down. Stockings fill everything, sublime and perfect. Sublime stockings sliding your brain down deeper. Cock slides in, stockings rub against you. Brain slides down, brain goes out like a light. Entire body caught and rigidly oriented around her cock, thinking about how it's filling you. You feel her breasts against your back, massive and warm. The huge nipples rubbing against you. The stockings against you are sublime, euphoric, easy, beautiful, amnesiac, anesthetic, adored, aphrodisiac, constancy, dripping, a little bit of a droplet of stocking control into your system for every long, slow thrust, leaving her juices and pre-cum deep inside you, painting your insides in her colors, in the same way the colors are painting the inside of your head, caught in the pleasure of it. You love it, you lust for it, you desire it, you ache for it, and it fills you up, blanks you out, deeps you down. Cock goes in, brain goes out. Cock slides out, brain slides down. Stockings against your body, a constant haze. You are in a haze, where it's difficult to think because the confusing medley of emotions and sensations override your embarrassment. You don't really know what to do. You just want your teacher to teach you, to instruct you, to control you, to use you. As a sleeve, your only function is to be controlled and used by her big, rigid cock. You can feel the veins, the protrusions, the slight curve. You feel the way she thrusts more and more inside you as you get more lubricated, and you start to thrust back against her, which, not coincidentally, carries your legs into her stockings as well, bringing the sensation of their fabric to your brain and their colors to your eyes and mind, her glasses in your vision, her breasts against your back, her thrusting, thrusting, hips smacking against your butt, her cock. Cock inside you clearly feels good because she's moaning and groaning all the way. Oh, yes, take it. Take it. Be mine. Take it. Constant moaning, groaning, lust, a litany of simple thoughts. You are getting special treatment and you love it. Her stockings are still against you because she knows they control you so much. Your mind leaks out of you as her pre-cum leaks into you. She just feels like she's so good inside of you. Cock goes in, brain goes out. Cock slides out, brain slides down. Stockings are the sliding, constant, slippery material of your mind leaking away. In the dripping vestiges of your original thoughts, now full only with her thoughts, full up with her thoughts, full all through with her and with you, and dripped inside and stained in her colors, and her colors are many and powerful and coordinated, and her stockings are the vehicle by which you remember the touch of them on your face. You want it again, but you also want to be good. You want to please. You want to please her. You spread and relax and feel her filling you, claiming you, using you, a sleeve warm. You can feel her balls tensing against the base of her shaft. You feel her balls tense against the base of her shaft. And it's so good, so warm, dripping constantly. She's dripping inside of you, her balls taut against her shaft spreading you. She whispers, "Be blank, my pet," and you slide down. "Night, night, my pet." Those words seem otherworldly, seem powerful, seem dripping, but in her hands, they are the powerful agency of your submission, your vapid, blank brain, simple, giggling presence on the end of her cock, and her cock moves and and shivers as if by magic. Deep inside you, it's getting ready. You know it's coming. It's coming. Her legs are against you. Her stockings are rubbing against your legs. You almost feel like a pair are on you. Because after all, you identify with her. You are an extension of her. It's like her stockings are slipping onto you and you are surrendering to them. Warm and constant, controlling and desirous, the vision of glasses shimmering with colors all through your brain, all through your body, and your mind fades in the lust of it. Your body shivers with desire from it. You are here, and you are deep, and you are hers. And you want it. You want to be hers. You want to submit. You roll your hips backward, which again gives you a dose of the stockings you crave, but also brings your ass onto her cock, making its veins stick out even more. She's spurting, she's squirting inside you. It seems like it'll last forever. Hot, long, warm streams. Her whole body's tensed against you. She's hugging you tightly to her chest. You feel her breasts, massive as they are, pressed to your back. You can tell she's smooching the air. She wants to be kissing the back of your neck, but she can't because her breasts are too big, so she cradles her stockings around you and hilts her hips against yours. Her big cock inside you pulses again and again. Something escaping from it, dripping wet and hot and deep inside, marking you in her color, filling you with her. You imagine you feel your belly swelling with her controlling, spurting constancy. It's so good inside of you. It's so good to be an extension of her, and you know she's feeling good, so you feel it too. The climax, the ache, the throb, the two of you connected constantly. Her deep inside, throbbing, spurting, controlling, guiding, pulling you against her in a special, warm, wet, constant hug of deep desire. Her stockings overtake you and you twitch. You twitch around her cock and you know you're making her feel better. You're milking more and more spurts out of her. Hot, deep, coming, controlling spurts of her inside, making your eyes roll back and your whole body lust for it. You want it more. You want it. You know how you got here. You know the deep, warm places inside your brain that feel a little embarrassed at being her student and being laid to this depth, but also at how wanton you've become. With her inside you and her stockings around you, there's no possibility you could resist. You need it deeper, you need it more. Gasping, feeling the rigidness of her length inside you, you know her pussy is dripping away behind it. You know her mind is blank too. You know her pleasure is great, and you feel the flood of her seed deep inside you, making your eyes roll back and your whole body shiver, shudder, rub into her massive breasts. Her stockings are framing your legs, so you feel them rubbing against you. You feel her sweated inner thighs, and your mind goes blank, and you are good, and you did well. And she says, lesson complete. Mwah.